two soldering irons in one kit, and for only £300. Is that a good deal? Here I'll introduce the Yihua 852 D Plus station and see how comfortable it actually is to work on a motherboard with it. I will test both a hot air and a flask soldering iron. I will take measurements at the 100 degrees Celsius, 350 degrees Celsius, and 450 degrees Celsius temperature settings and check how much the sensor will actually heat up to. I will check the advertised asset of this station, the 24L per minute diaphragm pump, from the center. Let's start with the packaging and contents of the kit. The packaging is for a whole series of different stations, including one bearing the mysterious name of USB. It will be interesting to see what the hardware is. The whole thing inside is safely packed for travel, wrapped in polystyrene, and a single manual in duplicate will help us get started with the equipment. In addition, I received three nozzles and a sponge soldering iron stand. Before starting, unscrew the transport screws at the bottom. These are shown in red. This frees this mighty giant of soldering from its cage, but is the enthusiasm justified? Apparently a diaphragm pump in an enclosure has better reviews than blowing from a flask, but let's find out. Tests of the flask soldering iron. At first glance, the soldering iron works well. You can solder gold pins, SMD capacitors, solder parts from an old TV board. The stairs start when you have large mass spouts, and it takes a lot of heat to get the solder hot. I artificially prepared a test environment, a large motherboard with a copper spout, and a wire soldered to it. I started the test with a cold soldering iron. I set it to 400 degrees Celsius. After a minute, the solder joint started to melt, but the soldering iron did not give. After a minute and a half, I removed the wire. Same thing at 500 degrees Celsius. Similarly, also more than a minute needed. I tried more difficult tasks, such as cleaning the pads after the BGA, but here the soldering iron can no longer cope. The board is too massive. Hot air tests. First, a warning: the tests presented here do not show the correct method for flying out components and can be destructive to the PCB. Every test starts with a cold PCB and flask. The first test was at 350 degrees Celsius, and involved soldering the coil off the board. From cold PCB and soldering iron, it took 50 seconds to remove the component. However, something else caught my eye: noise and vibration. I've never had this, and I test a lot of hot air. Everything shakes. It's that diaphragm pump. Test number 2, the chip in 50 seconds. Attempt number 3, still the same settings, but without the nozzle. The elements are coming off nicely. Okay. Now 400 degrees Celsius, continuing full blow, managed to remove the tiny BGA chip in 40 seconds. Larger RAM, 1 minute and 20 seconds. You can do that too. Another 450 degrees Celsius, in less than 3 minutes the CPU was successfully removed. Second test, HDMI, in over a minute. Measurements, I took temperature and power measurements based on my post presented in a separate topic. Open Beacon configuration for hot air testing, max 6675, temperature and power logging. I wanted to test the actual temperature on the sensor at settings of 100 degrees Celsius, 350 degrees Celsius, and 450 degrees Celsius. In addition, I compared the half blow setting to the full blow setting. 100 degrees Celsius is overshooting a little. The other temperatures, as is usual in my tests, are much lower in practice at the probe. Less blowing in theory means more spot and slower heating, although my probe didn't show this as much. Comparison with other stations. Similarly, as with other stations, these temperatures from the display are not reached. These are only approached by the Sugon 8630 Pro and the Quick 861DW. Also, the Classic 858 slightly beats this station, although it could probably be better calibrated. It's also interesting to see how much power the station draws. At the initial stage, it's almost 700 watts, and then quickly drops and stays in the 200-300 watt range. Overall, it is not so bad. There's not the problem of, for example, the cheap and lightweight JCD, that you could heat and heat, and the binder wouldn't melt anyway.